Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College.
On September 6, 1766, John Dalton was born into a Quaker family in Cumberland, England. He started teaching at the age of 12, and when he was 15, he began teaching at a small Quaker school run by his brother. He might have studied at a university had Quakers, like all dissenters, not been prohibited from doing so. He eventually moved to Manchester, where he became a teacher of mathematics and natural philosophy at the new college. Not long after he arrived at Manchester, he presented a paper titled Extraordinary Facts Relative to the Vision of Colors, where he described his own colorblindness, which from then on was called Daltonism. Over his lifetime, his greatest contributions to science were Dalton's atomic theory and Dalton's law of partial pressure. Despite being 200 years old, both of these ideas are still valuable to science.
Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice, or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.